Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for June 26th, 2017. This is Paul White. Glad to be with you today on our seemingly never-ending journey through Paul's book of Romans, enjoying ourselves in the ninth chapter where Paul is about to go on a Old Testament rampage, quoting verse after verse. We're starting in verse 25, Paul talking about Israel and her rejection of God and God's rejection of her and the justice of God as being upon whom he will have mercy, he gets to have mercy. We've dealt with the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, the vessels of mercy prepared for glory, not only Jews but also Gentiles. And then Paul says this, Romans 9:25. He also says in Hosea, I will call them my people who were not my people, and her beloved who was not my beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God. Now, I don't know if Paul is quoting this from memory. It's most likely that he is. It's doubtful he has the scroll of Hosea nearby as he is carrying on this extended conversation that we know as the book of Romans. The reason I bring this up is because they didn't have chapter and verse anyway, so he's not going to say, as Hosea said in chapter 2, but he quotes two different passages from Hosea out of order. The first quote at the top of verse 25 is found in Hosea 2:23. The last quote, which is found in Romans 9:26, is found in Hosea 1:10, so he goes backwards. Let's do that with him. Here's Hosea 2:23. I will sow her for myself in the earth and have mercy on her who had not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who were not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my God. And here's Hosea 1:10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there it shall be said to them, you are sons of the living God. Now, let's give a little context. Hosea is a book in the Old Testament, often called one of the minor prophets, not because of importance, but because of size. His name in Hebrew means salvation, and his ministry was largely to the northern kingdom of Israel. That is also called Ephraim. Often called that, and that's because Ephraim, or Ephraim, depending on how you like to pronounce it, was the largest tribe in Israel. Now, on the outside, at the time of Hosea, the nation is doing well. They're very prosperous, they're growing, but inside, they're corrupt, and the morality is low. Spiritual adultery, a theme that seems odd to us. We think of adultery, we think of sexual adultery or the breaking of the marriage covenant, but the Bible talks a lot about spiritual adultery. That's rampant at this time in Israel. And so to illustrate the issue and how much God loves his people, God instructs Hosea, who writes this letter. And the first half of the book really documents the following story. He tells him to marry a woman named Gomer, and Gomer's not loyal. And in fact, this domestic life that he has is really going to be an unfurling of what is happening between Israel and God. She's been unfaithful. She's adulterous. She's prostituted herself. And Hosea is really a story not only of how faithful God is to man, but how unfaithful man is to God. I did a sermon out of this book, and you can search for this. Every now and then here on the DDP, one will come up that I remember doing and think, wow, that would be good for my audience to listen to. Do a search today for a sermon called Like Morning Fog. I think we preached it from Tallahassee, Florida last fall, last year sometime. And it was a message that dealt with Hosea. It doesn't start in Hosea, but keep listening and it'll deal with. And that phrase, like morning fog, is from Hosea where God describes man's faithfulness to God, which is like morning dew. It's there in the morning and then it's gone. I'm in Southern California. I'm recording these in June. June is famous in Southern California because of the topography of our area for June gloom, where the fog rolls in the morning and it stays sort of trapped in the whole basin in between the mountains until about noon every day. And it's odd because we're, you know, relatively a sunny, not relatively, we're straight up sunny almost year round. And yet in June, you get these gloomy mornings every day. People visit Southern California in June and they think, what's wrong with this place? By lunch, it's all gone. Things are good. But that's a great illustration. God says, your loyalty to me is like morning dew. It's like morning fog, and then it's gone. Go look that sermon up. I think it'll help you as you study, if you're going to study the book of Hosea. That's definitely worth studying. But they're really a message. It's a prophetic ministry that Hosea gives, and it's God hates sin. God is going to judge it. But God loves his people so much that even when they cheat on him, even when they're harlots, even when they're adulterous, all these things happen in chapter 2, he loves them, and he's going to bring them in. And he says they're going to be sons, and I'm reading the verses that Paul read. I'm going to have mercy on them. They're going to be my people. I'm going to be their God. Paul uses this in Romans 9, verses 25 and 26, to try to describe not... It's easy to think those who are not my people are going to be my people as being Gentiles, but I think Paul's using it that way in some respects because he sandwiches these Old Testament verses with verses 24 and verse 30. In between are all these Hosea, Isaiah verses, but in 24, it's those that are called are not just Jews, they're also Gentiles. Then verse 30, Gentiles pursued righteousness, didn't pursue righteousness, but have it. So in between, it's not really... right to say he's not talking about the Gentile at all. That doesn't seem correct. But he's quoting a verse that wasn't about Gentiles. It was about Jews. It was God saying, some of you haven't been my people, but you're going to be my people. And some of you haven't been beloved, but you're going to be beloved. It's going to come to pass. You are my people, and you're going to be called sons of the living God. Now, we know, based on John 1, that to be called sons of the living God, one believes on Jesus. And that's what Paul's been establishing. That to be called sons of the living God is not a bloodline thing, it's a faith thing. Tomorrow we'll go with Paul to Isaiah in Romans 9:27, where Paul will take us back to Isaiah 10 and quote more Old Testament to solidify his case, and we'll do that with him. I'll see you then. God bless.